Who y'all talking to, man?
Talking. Personally, me, I'm not. If I was like my 40 years old, and I want to be a young tenderoni, I probably wouldn't go below. I wouldn't go below 21.
At 40.
Like, okay, so for the sake of argument, we gotta say that's like. If you're 40, that's pretty much like old enough to like be your daughter, for the most part.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
So like, you watch basketball?
Yes.
NBA?
Yes.
You know who Jalen Green is? They're the Rockets.
Yeah. I'm not okay with that. I know exactly where you're going, and I am not okay with that.
Exactly. But some people see it as okay. But the thing about it is, her son's the same age as him.
That's why I'm not okay with it. Like, I need to know where this nigga daddy at. Dad would have put him up on game. Dad would have put him up on game. Like, Nick, like, son, don't do it.
Yeah, see, think about it is, like, these modern mothers, they're not going to care. Mm-hmm. Women in our generation, all they want is money. They want the same for their daughters.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to men, if I'm your dad, I'm in your life, you're 21, you're dating a 40-year-old.
Yeah, I'm not letting that go down.
I'm not gonna be okay with that.
I'm not letting that go down.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be okay with that. But you deal with a modern woman right now. Let's say a woman in our generation right now.
Mm.
These women that talk about nothing but money.
Mm.
If they find out their daughter's married to a rich 40-year-old,
right?
They're not gonna care because that's what they wanted when they were her age.
Okay, so you're talking about the mom being okay with their daughter doing.
I'm talking about just in general. Like, I don't know. How can we just, like...
I don't, like, my thing is this. Like, I can't even say it would be a difference between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, because even with Jalen Green doing it with Drea, it's like, nah. Like, and I get it, young professional athlete, got money. Of course you're going, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like, bro, like, be smarter.
Right.
Be smart. It always come back to selective dick distribution. Mm-hmm. Be selective and smart with who you choose to deal with. And on top of that, like, get somebody. He has the means to be able to go out and find somebody that's around his age, professional, got her own money. I mean, not to say that Dre don't have her own money, but we've literally seen Drea as we've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
I've known who Drea, I can say, I'm 38. I can say I've known who Drea was.
You're the same age.
Drea 38?
She's 38.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's like 38, 39. She's like, yeah, she's, y'all the exact same age.
So she had her son. She had her son when she was a teenager, yeah. Pretty much. Okay, that's okay. No, bro. No.
Yeah.
If my daughter, I wish my daughter would come home at 21 with a nigga that's my age. We practically schoolmates. We graduated together for the most part.
Now this
same for my son too. I wouldn't be okay with my son bringing home an older woman.
Right now, mind you, I think this is the big difference between the two. Women don't date the same.
Like,
We're not after this necessarily the same shit. Women who date older men are looking for security.
Okay.
Like financial security, stability. Mm-hmm. You know, is a guy ambitious? Is he a hard worker? Is he financially stable? Blah, blah, blah. But versus that, a 21-year-old man dating a 38-year-old woman, he's not looking for her. Most of the time, I'm saying all the time. But majority of the time, he's not looking for her money.
What are you looking for then?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't fucking know because Number one, there are a lot of young niggas who are trying to leech off of grown, of old women who have money. But that isn't the case on this one.
I'm really curious to know, firstly, if I was a son, I'd be embarrassed. Like, mom, like, what are you doing? You out here, like, me, like, it's no doubt about it. Her son and Jaylen Brown could kick it if they wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
they probably do.
But that's the wild thing. I'm not about to, I'm not about to sit up here and hang out with my daughter's boyfriend that's the same age as me. Nigga, are you crazy? I'm not speaking to you. I'm talking about, nigga, are you crazy? No, I'm not sure, bro. Get out of my daughter's face.
Or a nigga, I'm not hanging with niggas my age that's fucking my mom.
Yeah, that part too.
On top of that, she's, if I read her reports correctly, she's not only dating him, she's pregnant.
Who?
She's pregnant.
Who?
Dre is pregnant.
Dre is not pregnant.
Bro.
I need to see that.
My damn phone though.
Is it right there?
My second phone, my Kevin Gates, John.
Oh, bro, hey, yeah, we might need to get go on download the the app on that shit.
She praying, bro.
That is crazy to me.
Yep.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Are we talking about the double standards in dating, or like the standards of dating in general? Okay, now, granted, if she's 38 and he's 28, I'm okay with that. Okay, that's a 10-year difference. Okay, so what? Because what is like, he's 21, she's what, 38? What's like, that's a 17-year difference?
Mm-hmm.
No! Like, what are we talking about?
He's probably a senior in high school before he was born.
Like, what are we talking about? No, that's not, and I get it. I posted this on Facebook and everything like that. And a couple of my homeboys called me a hater. I'm like, yo, I'm not a hater. I'm like, yo, this nigga needs to be smart. Like, regardless of the fact that she has her own money or not, child support is child support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They have history.
Yeah. Like if I hate to put any kind of disparaging stuff on her character, but her character is a character, her history is a history. Everybody got a past. Everybody got to live with it. Shit like that. It's not like he can't go and research. But like her history, I mean, hell, bro. Like I don't know one person that like you know that attempts to date somebody or anything like that that doesn't like you know go through their social media, see what they post. Like you know, car facts aren't just for cars.
He knows what the fuck she was. There's no way that Drea and Jaylen Game would have been in the same circle. He didn't know who she was.
It's impossible for them. It's impossible. It's not plausible.
She's still technically a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like regardless of how she got her fame,
she still. I don't remember how she got famous.
She had her baby daddy is fucking. I don't know who the fuck her baby daddy is.
Is he known?
I believe so.
Why are you looking for that? It's gotta be. I don't want to necessarily say. Can we say morals and principles have to be included somewhere in that?
The morals?
Morals and principles.
I mean, yeah.
Give it to me.
But these people, especially, and I see it more with pro athletes. Like y'all know who these women are.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all just stumble across them in the street and say, "Oh, I don't know who she is." Like, you know who she is.
Yeah.
Like you know what history she has. Like you know this.
And
I think you're only 21, bro. But you knew who the fuck Drea was before you started fucking with her.
And on top of that, depending on, I wish I knew who approached you, because if she approached him, I already know what type of time I would be on if I was Jaylen.
Yes.
Look. No, I'm okay with, you know what I'm saying, fucking, you know what I'm saying, whoop de boop, whatever. All right, but we can do all that. It's all good. It's all well and good. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for, a mindful nut.
Yeah.
When I say a mindful nut, understand what's gonna come with that afterwards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, okay, he can go knock it down, whatever the case may be, whatever. All right, you know what I'm saying? But don't go. I'm not going to sit up here and say that, you know, Dre doesn't deserve love. Whatever the case may be, but it's like, yo, you go about this. You get pregnant by this young man. You're not bringing another child into this world. Your first son, your 21 year old firstborn, mm-hmm. now has a sibling. Followed by somebody that's literally the same age as you, maybe like a few months apart, whatever the case may be. Me personally, if I was Jalen's dad, I wouldn't be okay with that. Now, I ain't gonna sit up here and lie and say, you know, I wouldn't be. Oh, you not down, Drea? Let's go, son. Be smart though. I don't know.
And it brings to another point.
Okay.
That I've always felt really kind of, I guess, I wouldn't say passionate about, but like, these sports athletes, where the fuck is their support system?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
not talking about the ones that's like, you know, that's riding the tailcoats and it's like, you know what I'm saying, that's rocking out just for the ride, but like, you know, the people that's really going to say, nigga.
Yeah.
No.
Especially, like, for example, and it's not just in a sense with women, it's period. It's like, where are all these niggas' support systems? Because, like, John Morant, there should be that motherfucker. Look, bro, you are supposed to be one of the brightest stars.
Face of the league type shit.
Mm-hmm. You out here toting guns on social media. The crew you have around you. Like, if it was me, bro, in my circle, the niggas like, bro, put that fucking gun away. You grew up in a two-parent household in the suburbs. Yeah, okay, it's cool to have a gun to protect yourself. You know, it's cool, yeah. You got money, you know, motherfuckers is crazy and shit like that. Have you a gun to protect you and yourself, your family, whatever. But you on Instagram live and shit, like, toting guns and shit, when you got a, you just got a new 180 million dollar contract,
shoe deal,
nigga, shoe deals. Like, where is Papa Morant, bro? Like, where is Big Brother Morant? Where is Mama Durant?
He is Big Brother.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
but it's almost like, I don't know. His dad was a good ball player and everything like that. His dad is in his life and everything, but it's almost like his dad is kind of like
they're too close. Not too close.
Yeah, well, no,
they have a brother.
Ooh. I got it. There's no nuance in that relationship. There's no nuance in a relationship. Like, I don't think T Morant and Ja are able to separate dad friend. Yeah. But granted, I don't even say granted because in hindsight it's still wrong. But you know, you gotta understand. He's wealthy.
Yeah.
He's that guy. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys on the court. Like, what can I? Like, he's probably thinking, like, yo, what can he really tell me? And it's sad, you know what I'm saying? And it's almost like you wish he had as much influence on decisions and everything that Ja makes, like Jalen Brunson and his dad. Mm-hmm. You know, Jalen Brunson played for the Knicks. His dad coaches for the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know, I seen. You know, I watch basketball. I seen a highlight to where, kind of like Jalen Brunson was kind of like trying to argue like a call or like a point to the ref. I can't remember if it was like a post game or like during a timeout. But his dad just walked up and it's like, you know what, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Jalen let it rock and everything like that. But it works that way because it's not a moment to where they're not around each other, because you know, with athletes, like like 95% of the time, you're at work.
Yeah.
You know, that's a, at the end of the day, it's like you're getting paid millions of dollars, but at the end of the day, it's a job.
Yeah.
It's a job. So it's kind of like, okay, where does the separation come from? It's kind of like, you know, where does it stop? You know, unfortunately, he came back, you know what I'm saying, played balled up for a little bit, but no, unfortunately, he got hurt and everything. So hopefully, this little timeout that he's taking now from being injured and everything, kind of like, you know, makes him realize, yo, I'm really blessed because, I mean, I hope you don't think they stopped making guns when they made his.
Yeah. But
and on top of that, bro, he plays in Memphis. Mm-hmm. They killed Dolph in his own city. Yep. Come on, man. Come on, Ja. If you think they had a problem killing Dolph, like, you know, for the simple fact that you're an athlete, don't mean nothing. Yep. You know, like I can't remember like, you know, certain ones, but like the last major one. I remember the last athlete that got killed. It was like a few years ago. Played for the Saints, and it was like during a road rage incident. Guy got out the car, shot him, and everything like that. But the guy that played for the Saints was the aggressor. But it got strained too far, and the guy that played for the Saints got killed. The last one I can't remember that was like rock sports, Sean Taylor. You know, when he got
and that's killed. Why I say I believe athletes should carry weapons to protect themselves.
Yeah, should for protection.
Based off of stripping the Sean Taylor situation. Because that was some bullshit.
Yeah.
But this is my thing. Now, I'm gonna use an example. This is how I know my circle is. Between my family and my friends.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm wilding,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I got caught the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I got suspended, lost out on some bread.
They would never see another gun in my hand on camera again.
My mom and dad were still alive. I got my brothers, mm-hmm. my sisters, my homeboys. They'd be like, bro,
are you crazy?
Are you fucking retarded? Like, fuck us. This is about yourself.
We're not about you
carrying the family or being the breadwinner for the whole goddamn circle, nigga. But goddamn,
care about yourself and not fuck this up.
Exactly, like, nigga, you are one of the lucky ones, the only being paid millions of dollars to play a fucking game.
Yeah.
Now a lot of niggas just play free in rec league.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
We do this shit every day at the Y.
Yeah.
And get nothing.
Yeah.
You are getting paid to do this. Millions of dollars niggas will never see in their life. You are lucky.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you're going to fuck this up to fuck a cloud for the internet?
And it's I don't know, man. It's kind of like...
Do you remember Javaris Crittenden?
Who?
He was a top NBA draft pick. Javaris Crittenden.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if he's still in jail, but I think Gilbert Arenas got into it years ago. And Javaris Crittenden, he was prospected to be like a great player. Fucked it up by gunplay.
He shot someone?
He did something. I can't remember exactly what he did, but he did something. I can't remember what he did, but he was out of the league in like a year or two.
Damn, for real?
But he was also, like, he was projected to be like that nigga.
Dang, I never heard of him.
Google Javaris Crittenden.
Oh, yeah, I might have to
Google that nigga, bro. Like, and you see, like, it's like, you got these niggas who want to be gangster. Why do you want to be gangster, bro?
I know.
You are a millionaire.
I never wanted to be a gangster, but I never wanted my fuckers to, like, you know, think I'm Trump either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I talk my little shit, you know what I'm saying? I can always say this though. I was never the loud one in the room. But, like, you know, cause you know we've known each other for years. Like, you know, for the most part, since you know me, you know I've always been quiet, reserved, very observant. Like, you know, but it's not like you're not gonna chump me. But that's because, but like I was never the one to try to like deflect with a gun or nothing like that. Because, you know, somebody press you and you got the gun, you gotta make it, you gotta, pulling out that gun is a life-altering decision in any case.
Yeah, because you probably end somebody's life.
Yeah, if you do it for self-defense, that's a mental change you gotta deal with. You know, because first of all, you gotta understand, like, you know, once I pull this trigger, it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. No, like, not like it's either gonna be a wrap on how I feel emotionally, or it's gonna be a wrap on, you know, whatever the circumstances of, you know, the outcome, you know, whether a person lives or dies, whether they're, like, you know, tragically injured, whatever the case may be. But it's kind of like, you know, it comes down to, you know what? I think I understand. It's these athletes is coming up now. I think they lack the self-awareness that the older ones did. Oh my God, I sound like a fucking dinosaur.
Oh yeah, fucking dinosaur.
It's the truth, though.
The truth.
Like they don't carry a certain level of a self-awareness. You know, Jalen Green. If I proceed with this girl and get her pregnant, everything like that, what's gonna be the end results? John Moran.
Yeah.
I sit up here, flex the gun, online, everything like that. You know, all right. I guess it's been okay. Now, for me personally, I can say when I was younger, I might have been like a little bit more hard headed than I am now. Mm-hmm. All right, first time, okay. All right, if the repercussions weren't that bad, I may have tested the water. You know how everybody, you know, saying I'm supposed to dip the toe in the water, see how hot it is, see how cold it is. All right, I'm gonna play around a little bit. Second time, well, no, I'm lying. Depending on the severity of the repercussions from the first time, that's gonna determine how much I told her. How much I told the line on the second time. If I decide to go to, I'm speaking from the mindset of John Morant, because that's clearly what he did.
Bro, you had a real circle behind you. There would not have been a second time.
So if that's the case, then who's truly at fault? His circle. Or John?
I'll tell you why. If John would did that shit on his own, like if he would have put his phone. And
the first time he did, though.
No, he was recorded by his homies.
No, that's the second time.
No, the first time.
The first time he did it, he had his. The first time was in the strip club. The second time was in the car.
Okay. I'll give you that. Okay, so, say this way. First time, I'm by myself, toting gun, doing stupid shit. No one's around me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just me doing stupid shit. My homeboys ain't around, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I post on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I got suspended for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Second time, he was being recorded by his homies.
Yeah.
And one of the niggas posted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga.
Gotta go.
Will be out, he's gone. He's gotta be. He's out.
But when this first happened, it seemed like, and this could just be me from my view. It seemed like when his homeboy realized he had the gun up, he immediately dropped the camera. But even then, you have the ability to view the video before you post
Don't
it.
Don't fucking post it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, bro, and this is how it is. A lot of certain sort of athletes. That nigga is your homeboy.
Yeah.
Like if me and my best friend have been rocking for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the jackpot. I'm rich.
Yeah.
That nigga's going with me.
Yeah.
Every step of the way.
But they gotta be smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's going with me every step of the way. Nigga, you are my security. You're my lifeline. You should not be posting nothing about me. You don't post nothing.
Yeah.
Unless it's positive, I'm doing a charity event or shit. You don't post nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Strip clubs, bars, none of that shit. Your phone's in your fucking pocket.
Yeah.
If I'm dumb enough to do something in the public eye and a stranger posts me doing dumb shit, that's one thing. They don't owe me no loyalty. You do. If I fuck this up, I fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yo, have you seen any scandals of LeBron James?
Not that I can remember.
No, you haven't. And mind you, LeBron.
I think I heard one, but I didn't even put that out there.
That ain't true. That shit ain't true. Say something.
No, didn't, I swear. No, no, I ain't even gonna. Say
he doesn't. LeBron does not have any legitimate, proven scandals. People say, "Oh, he cheated on his wife."
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
But no one has any proof about it. There's no video. There's no text messages. No Twitter feeds. None of that shit. So if it did happen, we won't fucking know. We have no proof of it.
And sidebar, that nigga cheated on Savannah. He's stupid because she is.
She's fine as fuck.
She is beautiful.
But you understand? It don't matter. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. They should be on Beyonce. I mean, people are going to keep saying Beyonce ain't bad. Beyonce is bad as fuck. She always has, man.
She's not Kelly Rowland, bro.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
She's not Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. Did you watch that movie?
No, I didn't.
Mia Cole? I keep hearing that it was like stupid, but.
Also, it's
a Tyler Perry production, so you know what we're getting with.
Also, Kelly Rowland ain't Beyonce either.
Yeah, of course.
So.
I mean, that's. We had to give up one to get the other. We had to get the talent
exactly.
And
anyone could
talent and beauty for this.
Anyone can be cheated on. It's not a looks thing. It's like
of course.
For a lot of things, it's like men, but it's opportunity and it's out there throwing it at you. But anyway, what I'm saying is, you ever had the right people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my family, my circle, but they told me off the first mistake, like, bro, are you stupid?
Yeah. I had those thoughts with my people a couple of times.
Are you willing to lose everything you worked for to show off?
Yeah, I'm not, I never understood, unless it's like a new purchase, unless it's like, you know, a customized joint, I, myself, I never saw what the flex of posting the gun online means, because okay, you do that shit, it's not like it's placing our private. Okay, I know if I try to run up on this nigga, I gotta be prepared.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I gotta be quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, boom, run up on him when he's not looking, you know what it is. I feel like it was too much, like, bro, like, don't put all your business out there. But, and regardless of the fact, it's just like, you know, I do agree, like, you know, these guys need to have better people on it. Matter of fact, it's almost like, it's kind of hard to say this, because, you know who you know in the league. I mean, I can't think of like all the names on top of my head, but like I know who plays in the league. But it's kind of almost like, yo, like with these players now, you kind of gotta like assign them like a mentor. You know how when you first go to college, you get signed like an upperclassman from like your major or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like a mentor. It's kind of like, yo, like. I don't know, and that's why I feel like, you know, every locker room should have like a reserve salary for veterans.
Yeah,
like, you know, the standard NBA roster were like 14-15 guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and increase the salary cap and make it you know, a league mandatory minimum, like, you know. Every team gotta have at least like, you know, two knowledgeable veterans to keep these guys in line.
Yeah.
Something like that. Let's keep these motherfuckers out of trouble. Cause like, you know, it's crazy. He missed 25 games the first half of the season. And it's kind of like, bro, like, that's proving that you're the catalyst of this team. You know. And then to get back to Jalen, it's kind of okay. He dealing with this and everything like that. First of all. My thing is, I don't think I wouldn't want that kind of scrutiny on me, and I'm not judging, just based off of, you know, what comes with, like, you know, the Drea train. It just seemed like it would be a lot. So
now, let me say this based off of being a boxer.
Okay.
I expected him to green. You know, and we all do this. When your team drafts a player number 2 overall.
Yeah, I know that. You're about to have us on billboards.
Yeah. When you have a player number 2 overall, you're expecting that.
He came out with Zion, right?
No, Zion was about five, six years ago.
Jalen Green been in the league for how long?
This is his third or fourth year.
Okay. But I say I knew they weren't too far behind.
Yeah, so.
That.
Yeah.
Zion, that nigga's super too. Ain't no way I would have got a porn star player.
There's no fucking way. That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, where are your support systems at, bro? Yeah.
And then,
like, out of all people, nigga, what's her name? I
watch her a lot too.
I watch her.
I got a favorite.
What's her fucking name? She mostly fucks white niggas. Mills.
Yes.
Brianna Mills.
Mariah
Mills. Yes. She fine as a bitch. I ain't gonna lie to you. But she mostly fucks white niggas on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, nigga, this is a porn star. It's a porn star. Yeah, she's fine. Yeah, she got experience. But like, is that wifey for you?
Well, you already got a baby mama anyway.
My thing is like, but where's mom at? Where's dad at? Like, bro, you have all the opportunity in the world. You have access to any. Damn near any woman you want. You tell me you gonna fuck, get a pregnant, a porn star?
You gotta think. The majority of these athletes go from, leave home.
Being poor.
Not even poor. I'm just talking about the status that comes with being like a breakout known athlete. Like, I knew about Zion. Off of that dunk in high school, damn near 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm about Zion for years.
Yeah, and it's kind of okay. They watch him.
I'm a Duke fan too, so
it's
Zion for years.
Yeah, man. Hey, yeah. To put it into this one, yeah. Get y'all circles tight. Be mindful of who y'all sticking y'all dicks in. Like y'all just can't be out here fucking just. That's too much energy being exchanged.
They don't know no better. Like these are kids, bro.
Yeah.
When they first get into the NBA, bro, these niggas, I don't give a fuck how much money you got, how much fame, how much hype you had.
I think one thing that we're failing to accept, and it could just be the old head in me, but it's kind of like. It's okay. Even if I was the man, I'm talking about Mr. Basketball, All-State Football, everything like that. You know, people know me. Everything. It's kind of like I couldn't allow my ego, like my decision making, to be wavered just because. Everybody around me is telling me how good I am. I can pretty much walk into anywhere and get anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, perfect quote to end this on. Let me make sure I'm saying this right. I think it's like, what is it like cause a man to like to gain the world and lose his soul? Hold on. Yeah, it's something like that. But it's kind of like, okay, here we go. Damn, it's a Bible verse too. Matthew 16:26. This is the only part of the show that's gonna be kind of decent, because you know we're gonna be cussing right after this. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet get his soul? And I feel like that's pretty much like staking on like, you know, better decision making. You can get everything, but if you get so caught up in the wave of you know pride and ego and just like, you know, just like taking a bit, it's I don't know. I would definitely want to know what was going through Jalen's mind when he just said, I want to go raw on this.
And I know he knew her past.
Yeah,
I know.
There's no way he did.
There's
no way he did,
bro. Like, he knew her fucking past. I'm like, bro, like, you are 21 years old. You're still in your rookie contract.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you're not performing.
Oh yeah, I only put him on my Facebook no more.
I don't play none of the Rockets on my.
I don't play none of them niggas, bro.
He's so. And then
what's the white boy name? Sangoon.
Sangoon.
I want to fight him so bad. Bro.
I love Sangoon.
He lost me, bro. I had a ticket, right? I had a ticket, $10.
Mm-hmm.
The payout was 4 G's.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else hit. Except for him. I had him at 20 points. He only got 10. He was projected to get to 20. No, wait, I'm lying. He wasn't that far off, but like in the second half, he just got it gonna just straight like disappear. I don't get it.
Jalen Green, I love Jalen Green. I was so happy we drafted him. He's too inconsistent.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Like, Jalen Green will give you 31 one night, and they can hit you 12 yeah. or 11.
Yeah.
Not after. He's not consistent.
Yeah.
That's why I don't bet with Jalen Green.
Yeah.
But Sengun is more consistent. He'll give you 18, then give you 19 next night, then 17. He's a little more easy to bet on based off of the ratio.
I think I might just call him on the bed. I caught him. The times I did put him on my sheet, I think I caught him like a three bad nights. Cause it's like, yo, how are you scoring? Like, bro, he's on my ban list. He's on my bet ban list.
Once Sengun, I think, gets a little more acclimated, he's gonna be tough.
Where did he come from?
Turkey.
Okay, so the Rockets drafted him.
Yeah, we drafted him like number 14 or something like that.
Okay.
Sengun's legit.
Mm.
It's just
I might have just caught him at a bad time. I might have caught him on a
nap. It's just our team is so fucking young. We don't have any, like, so we got Van Vliet.
Mm-hmm.
We got
where has he been this season?
At the beginning he was tough. Kind of fell off. Then Dylan Brooks.
Yo, he is hilarious to me. He really think he's like that out there. He has sparks.
I like him though. Dylan Brooks, I feel like we lose spark without him.
Best description I could give him. He's a poor man's Draymond Green without the extra antics. He'll fuck with you. He'll get up in your shit. That. He'll piss you off.
I get that.
He'll piss you off, but he's not gonna go as far as Draymond.
Nah. But Draymond wouldn't be nowhere his way where he allowed. If Draymond didn't get drafted in the Nuggets, bro, Nuggets.
The Warriors.
If he didn't get drafted to the Warriors, bro, Draymond would be shit.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
See, I don't. Wait, you really think he's riding the coattail of Steph?
He's definitely riding the coattail.
I think.
He's definitely riding the coattail. Without Steph and Clay in the prime years.
Oh my Draymond God. I hate Clay, bro.
Draymond, I love Clay.
Every time he gets criticized, every time people say, yo, you're not producing, all he do is, bro. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Mark Jackson gave Steve Kerr that team.
He was robbed of that team.
He got robbed.
He was robbed of that team.
There's no reason.
There's no
reason why Mark Jackson does not have a head coaching job.
From what I heard, something happened to where it's like, yeah, we're not hiring him. I forgot what it was.
I get it. I don't know what it is behind the scenes.
Did you hear it too? I heard it. It was here recently. It was here recently. What podcast was I listening to? I might have been listening to Joe Budden. This is like like 20-some odd episodes of, I think it was Joe Budden. But anyway, in any case, it was something happened to where, like, he, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like, you know, it's like a list.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, put a star by his name and everything like that. But, like, yeah. But I so appreciate the I appreciate Steph. I appreciate Clay. You know, greatest shooters to ever walk this earth.
Definitely.
You know, but I appreciate the fact that, you know, they never go without giving Mark Jackson his flowers.
Yeah.
So
there's no reason Mark Jackson's not having a heck of a job.
Yeah. Let me ask you. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine earlier today. Well, not earlier today. It was yesterday. Me and her were talking, and she asked me a question. She was like, "Do you think you know how to be in a relationship?" Now,
know how to be in one?
Yeah. Now, the situation is somebody. So, well, like one of her friends is having an issue with her guy. Everything like that. You know, the reciprocity is there. He has two kids. She has two kids.
That's four together.
Yeah. He lives with her.
His word, or do they live together?
I think he.
Does he pay bills and all that stuff?
Yeah.
He lives with her.
Yeah. He kicking in everything like that, but it's kind of like. It's they're roommates with a good sex life. She was like, you know, the compassion and everything outside of that that's supposed to be involved in a relationship. She said it's lacking. She said it's lacking.
Are they in a relationship?
Yes.
And he doesn't pay any bills?
He pays bills and everything like that. But, like, you know, That's surface level with part of the relationship. I'm talking about, like, actual being in. I wish I could see what I'm doing. I'm talking about like, you know, like you mixing the ingredients together type in a relationship. Like you got went in the gritty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just from what she's saying. It's like he's lacking a lot, and it's like, you know. She's vocalizing how she's feeling, but, you know, it's when it gets to his ear.
What's he lacking on?
She said he's lacking the compassion, you know, the oomph in the relationship. Like, she wants to feel desired and everything like that. Now, he's not cheating from what she told me. He's not cheating and everything like that. But it's just like, okay, like. Okay, I kind of understand the standards and everything, but when she asked me, I was like, I'm like, yeah, for the most part, I do. I do not have a relationship because, you know, in between my gaps and everything, I date and everything like that. But if I'm in a relationship, I'm in a relationship. Like, you know, you're going to know that I'm into you and everything like that. But it's kind of like, you know, but I wanted to, you know, for the sake of the show and, like, conversation and everything like that, like, at this age now, do you feel like you know how to be in, like, a relationship? Like, do you feel like, you know, you have, like, you know, like, your standards, your boundaries, your expectations, like, you know, what you're willing to bend a little bit on, what you're not willing to bend a little bit on?
You asking me?
Well, like, you know, listen, yeah. Okay. I feel like for me personally, I do. I know. It's kind of like I'm a very intuitive person. Mm-hmm. I'm able to pick up on vibes and everything like that. For the most part, you know, if I'm talking to a young lady and I can just get a sense of, like, hey, what's going on? You good and everything? What's going on? Like, talking, what's, you know, something like that. You know, I'm able to be a confidant, best friend, you know, fatherly advice, brotherly advice. Even if we in a relationship, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, do you know how to be in a relationship? Like, what comes with, like, knowing how to be in a relationship?
So, me personally, as a man, I'm gonna say this from my perspective as a man.
Okay.
The only thing I require out of my woman is respect.
Okay.
It's like, okay, if you have seen me, if you're seeing me as a person who wants to protect, provide, etc. for you, the one thing I demand of you is respect. Like, I don't need you to pay half the bills, I don't need you to do all that shit, but like, if I'm doing everything, if I'm knocking everything out, I'm handling business, like, I make sure you fed, I make sure you got what you need. It ain't about what you want, it's about what you need.
Okay.
Ooh, say it again.
It ain't about what you want, it's about what you need.
Okay.
Necessities. Like, if I can't give you extra shit, like, you want a Birkin bag, all that kind of shit, that corny shit. If I can't do that and you perceive that as I'm not a provider, then I don't need to be with you. My job is to make sure you're fed, clothed, bathed,
housed.
Then I'm doing my job. Mm. You having Birkin bags and going shopping, all that kind of shit, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
If the means allow, let's see, this be considered
a bonus. Absolutely. Pretty much. Yeah. When I'm up, we up.
And it's kind of like, okay, you know, I'm a, this is going to sound crazy, but I feel like for the most part, you can't really say that you're a pro at being in a relationship until marriage comes into play. For the most part, this dating is basically like being put on a rookie contract.
Yeah. Being tested.
Yeah. You mean? Ooh!
Fuck!
Yeah. Hell yeah! You're being tested. You're being tested. It's kind of like, you know, your game, like, you know, if you're fortunate enough to find somebody date worthy to take to the next step, all right, cool. And then once you get married, it's a pros. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, like everything leading up to the wedding is like, you know, the combine. You go out there, you get tested, see how you can jump, see how fast you can run, Everything like that. You're moving together. You see how you cohabitate, everything like that. Do you think you're not even in a relationship? That's a dynamic ass question.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What else can go into that? I also think it comes off of your upbringing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who's involved in your life, how, like, you know, it's oftentimes like, you know, you can say, yeah, I think I do based off of how many married couples, you know, stuff like that. Because for the most part, most of my friends are in relationships. A couple of my friends are married. I just went to a wedding. Shout out to my homegirl Jazz. Sis, I love you. I'm so happy for you.
I see you, man.
Yeah. Boy, I was in that bitch clean, dog.
I saw the suit, man.
But yeah, man, it was a beautiful wedding. I shed a couple of tears with my homegirl, man.
I see you.
I shed a couple, because it was like, man, it was like a beautiful union. And I was like, cool. I was like, man, that's something to aspire to. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully one day I'm blessed, you know, find my wife, you know, be able to produce and build and have a loving, healthy, happy family there and everything like that. And it's just like, you know, it's the dynamics of a relationship is crazy, because like, yeah, I know how to be in a relationship, but it's kind of like, you know, you gotta also be kind of like, you know, willing to accept what comes with that. You're not always gonna agree on stuff like that. Like, what is the end all be all? Like, what are you not willing to compromise on? Stuff like that. Like, for me, for instance, like, you know, I've dated plenty of women that have kids. You know, I got my son. You know, he's a biological man, but you know, that's my dog. That's my son. But you know, I still have the desire and yearning to have my own have my and it sounds bad, but you know, like, have another son.
You want to have a legacy?
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? There's no harm in that at all.
And it's kind of like, you know, regardless of the fact my son calls me dad and everything like that, regardless of the fact, you know, it is what it is with that. But it's kind of like I was the only child. I don't want him to grow up being the only child, because a lot of stuff comes with that, you know, yeah. Mental stuff and everything like that. But like I said, it's about a legacy that I want to leave behind as well. And it's kind of like, you know, I take that into my conversations with women about relationships and everything as well. So if I think I do, well, I don't think I know I do, but you know, I'm constantly growing. People grow every day, constantly growing, constantly learning. You know, it may be certain things, you know, come along the line. Well, okay, I may be able to, you know, compromise and, you know, give a different perspective on that. But you know, I think the dating part you do, but I don't think you really know how to be in a relationship until you get to that part of, like, you know, where marriage is in the picture and you walk down that aisle, you say I do, and then you get to the nitty gritty. But then again, if you constantly learning, like, you know, it's do you really truly ever know? Or is this constantly like a learning experience?
It's a learning experience.
Every day.
You'll never truly know. It's a learning experience. Like, with me, bro, like, man, I don't think I've been this vulnerable. But, so, I know I'm 33 years old, mm-hmm. Turn 34 next month.
Happy birthday. Or happy early birthday. You know what you're doing?
By doing?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Because my situation now is me and my girl, her daughter's birthday is the 10th.
Uh-huh.
Hers is the 18th.
Uh-huh.
And me and Daniel's is the 21st. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck we get all do collectively.
Woo.
You know, as a unit.
That's, you see how the... Did you say how long y'all been dating in the last part?
December. So about... But by the time my birthday comes, it's about 3 months.
Okay, it's early.
Yeah. We all have more on Mark's birthday.
Mm.
You know, so I'm like trying to figure out what we can all do together. Because I haven't met her daughter yet.
Mm. Has she met Daniel?
Huh?
Has she met Lil Darren?
She has, but he, only because she brought him over, his ass was there.
Okay.
But I feel like as a man, you have a daughter, there's more time to be done. That's a little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I haven't said nothing about meeting her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, when you're ready for me to meet your daughter, we'll meet her.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, in that case, like, we should all do them together, but maybe she'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our brothers are kind of intertwined together.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, I feel like, as far as being a unit, we should just kind of get all that shit together, and then we can meet and have a good time.
Mm.
So I leave it alone to her.
Mm.
Whenever it comes to meeting her daughter, I'll wait.
Yeah, of course.
I'll wait. Daniel, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's just like, okay.
He's chilling.
You my dad's girlfriend? Okay.
Hold on, he a teen.
He's 14. Oh, turns 14. Then 14. No.
Then they might be 15?
Shit. Man! Hey! Hey!
Buddy probably sleep.
He ain't sleep. Man! Man! Anyway.
No, they gonna hear that shit off.
Yeah. he turns. Damn, he is so fucking old.
That is crazy, bro.
He'll be, so I'm turning 34. He'll be 15 this year. God damn.
Bro, we old too. It's been about 11, 12 years since we've known each other.
Yeah. He'll be 15 this year. So I'm like,
crazy.
So I don't like bringing a lot of women around him. Cause I like that. Cause his mom's not around.
Yeah.
So it's like any woman he'll get attached to.
Yeah.
If I don't mess with her or I lose her, then okay, damn, another mother figure that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. So you gotta be mindful with that one too. So,
yeah, but now so I'm trying to figure out.
And that's one thing I can say I can commend my ex on. It's like when that time was broke up and everything like that. It never was the case to where, like, you know, I wasn't solidified as my son's dad.
Yeah.
So I definitely get what you're saying. Only because, you know, he grew up without his dad until I came around. I remember you saying, like, dad's mom been gone for like pretty much like since he was little too. So I get it. Like you gotta be mindful, like, you know, who you.
You know, she blamed me for her life. And listeners, let me explain something to y'all. And this is how difficult it is to be a single father. So
And I can bear witness. As long as I've known Dan, and I know Dan for over a decade now, because it's been, like I said, like 11, 12 years.
Damn, bro.
It's never been a time to where I can't remember to where Dan hasn't had his son. So what he's speaking, I don't want to say it's gospel, but he's speaking from pure perspective and truth right now.
Yeah. So my son was born on the same day as me, March 21st, 2009. I've had him every single day since then. His mom decided to dip on him 9 years ago. So I ended up finally running into her 9 years later. She's walking around homeless.
Wait, so what?
Homeless.
Right now?
Yes. To this day, homeless.
Wow.
Mind you, so in order to make more income in, you know, I was door dashing and doing everything I could.
Mm-hmm.
On top of me going to school full time for engineering,
yeah,
I worked full time, blah, blah, blah. So I'm door dashing, I'm out of Portsmouth. I've not seen my baby mama in 9 years.
Right. Face to face.
Face to face, 9 years. She got her new boyfriend, they moved to Jersey. Live her life, did what she had to do, or whatever. Never intervened, nothing. I was making sure I had on my shit with my son.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up running into her, and I see her, I'm like, that girl looks familiar. So I called her name, she turned around. I'm like, hey, is that you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, yeah, I got a daughter, you know, with my new or baby daddy, whatever. I was like, when you want to holler at your son? She was like, you got it. I'm like, okay. So I give her some money to feed her daughter, whatever. No, I have no grudges. I'm not a vindictive person. I had money, she didn't. So I reached out to her a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is recently, in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her Cash App. And she has my son's name included in her bio on her Cash App. She's like, oh, I'm man's mom, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're not his mom. Mm.
Mm.
You're not his mom.
Yeah.
Don't come out here hollering online to people talking about you taking care of all your kids. You're not.
Mm.
You haven't seen him in 9 years. You know, so we talked a little bit, whatever. So she blamed me for how her life is going. Like, oh, you got me in debt the rest of my life. I'm like, bro, you've not seen your son in 9 years. You're on child support, and you know you are. You are refusing to pay to help pay for your child, your firstborn. How's that my fault?
That's tough.
So,
and it's crazy hearing this perspective from a guy.
From a guy.
And it's almost like it's crazy. Like it's like, damn, I respect you. I'm speaking like on you. I'm like, yeah. Man, it was like, damn, I would expect you more if you at least like kick in a little bit, like call him or at least
let me know what's going on with you. Like, I'm not no vindictive person. Mm-hmm. He called me and said, hey, look, I'm struggling. I can't pay this child support. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. But the fact that you disappeared for 9 years and now you're blaming me for your debt.
So what, is it any kind of like context with her parents?
Look, I finally found her.
I'm not talking about her parents or her family or something.
Her family is a piece of shit too.
Damn.
Like that whole entire side of the family. They don't call him, contact him, nothing. They all have my number and his. Nothing. So she was like, you will.
All right, back y'all. Sorry about that. It was on me. I won't pay attention to the time and shit. All right, go ahead, man. I'm listening.
What's your name?
We were at. She hadn't seen him in 9 years. Stuff was in the Cash App bio.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, this talking to me. Use that like this talking to me.
Yeah. So, long story short, my son's turns 15 and 14. Excuse me.
In a matter of weeks.
Wait a minute. I'm 30. I'm gonna turn 34. He's exactly 19 years younger than me. 15. Mm. God damn.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he turns 15 this year. I turned 34. He has not seen his mother in over 9 years. So I'm door dashing, you know, trying to make a little extra money. I run into her at a 7-Eleven. Mm. No, she's obviously had another child with a guy she was with before.
Mm.
And obviously walking the streets.
So she got two kids now, or just the one?
Honestly, bro, I don't know how many kids she has after him. Because when I saw her Cash App bio, she had three kids listed in there. Him, the baby that I know about, and then another one.
Mm.
So I know how many kids she had after him. So let's say three all together. You know, she's done having money walking the streets. I said, hey, you need some money for something. So I give her some money to feed at least the child that she had at the time. So fast forward to now, I find her Cash App. I'm like, hey, do you need anything? What's going on?
You had a good heart, bro.
Yeah, she tells me I ruined her life.
Yeah.
I ruined her life because now she's in debt for child support. I'm like,
be an adult, pay your fucking child support.
Yeah, you have a child that you've not seen in almost 10 years. You know, so she's like, you ruined my life. I'm in debt because of you. All that kind of shit. So I'm like, so where do you think I've been at? I've been raising a child by myself. And he's 6'3", 330 pounds. He's a football player. He's a baller. That comes with money, but I've been paying for myself, but you haven't paid child support in over 5 years. So I'm like, I'm doing that thing on my own. And me personally, I'm just like, why is the stigmatism so different between men and women where we're not paying child support, we're not doing this, but y'all can just live your life, have other kids, not knowing the consequences.
Back to the stigma. Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like, hang on, I'm trying to think. Honestly, I haven't, because the narrative is so geared towards deadbeat dads and everything. I can't say I recall a woman going to jail for child support or not being locked up.
You can't. There's not a lot of them,
bro. I honestly, and I'm not even bullshitting. I think that you may be the only thing, like me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like, you know, somebody that I can reach out and contact, like, you know, that I know of. I think you may be the only single father that I know. And I've been on this as I could say I've been knowing people that have been having kids since like 15,
mm-hmm.
since I was 15. For, what is that, 24 years?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, bro. Personally. You like the only single father I know. Single soul, right. Custody provider,
mm-hmm.
type dad. Y'all really gotta sit back and think about that. I really don't know nobody else.
Not a lot, bro.
Well, my right hand man. he raised his daughter, but you know, he was like living with his parents, so he had the help and everything like that. Well, I'm pretty sure same circumstances are true. So that's two.
Yeah, but
that's two.
I don't have the help.
Yeah.
My parents are dead.
Well, yeah.
It's just me.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about that. Well, before they passed, they like, you know, yeah, of course. They're like, you know, name was it. Yeah, okay. That's I was talking about in general, like y'all the only two that I know that's like, you know, that had their kids full time. That is crazy to me.
Yeah. Hold on. Man!
You might gotta go knock on Buddy's door.
Hey! I know he ain't asleep. Hey!
Well, we better get cussed out so bad for you. Mike, right?
He ain't asleep. But yeah, no funny shit, boys. Like me personally, I just try to do the best I can because he's also really smart, bro.
Yeah,
he's very technology savvy. Mm-hmm. You know, my family, they just come to me for everything for technology, and now they come to his ass.
Mine's the two.
You know what I'm saying? But like, that's why I think like women, they attract themselves to me because they're like, oh damn, like there aren't a lot of men fathers like you.
Yeah.
Like a lot of men aren't out here doing for their kids,
mm-hmm.
and you sit here as a man with your own money, but you like you got a child by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you handling business,
mm-hmm. standing on it too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But like, and as a this shit's hard. Cause he's growing. He's like, he on the tip where he's like, oh, I can talk to my dad. But like, right, and then
has he tried you yet?
He hasn't tried me physically yet, but he tries me like you see my dishes in my sink?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't clean.
Mm-hmm.
He tries me, but physically he hasn't tried me because he already fucking knows. Bro, yeah. I will beat the shit out of you, bro. I'm gonna fuck what you got going on. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck you 6'3", 330, and I'm 6'1", 230. I'll still beat the shit out of you, bro. Like,
hey.
Man.
That for.
Hold on. Fuck that. You grab his ass.
Oh, man. He's like,
you grab his ass.
Oh, listeners, he's currently walking to his son's door, opening his door, cutting on the light. Man. This man literally just walked in his son's room. he just walked in his son's room and dragged him out to bed.
Come here, man. Come on. Help me out. Real quick, come on, please. Come on, man. Real quick, please.
This is hilarious, y'all. No. Y'all think I'm playing. He really just walked in his son's room, cut out the light. I'm just sitting here waiting, trying to. It's beautiful to see. But. Yeah, we won't lie, little Dan. Yo, he played. Stall about.
I'm gonna leave it over tomorrow. I'm on your ass. All right. So mind you, listeners, my son's 6'3", 330. He a big kid. So I do everything I can to make sure he's all right, he's straight, whatever. But. It's hard being a single father out here, for real. That's when you aren't doing shit on your own. So I'm like, everybody.
Make sure you respect the single mothers more, right?
Oh yeah, I respect single mothers because I'm going through it myself. So yeah. It's like,
I can do it because you know I've dated a few. I went through it myself, my right. mother. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, my dad. You know, me and my dad came back around. You know, we got a good relationship and everything like that. So you know, I get
what you're saying. Hopefully, you know, it works itself out to where, you know,
they won't.
I don't know, man. You gotta pray, man. Prayer changes things. So
this is a problem. A lot of parents think that, okay, I pay child support, so I don't need to do nothing else.
Yeah, how it works.
It's not. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you gotta work through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
Yeah. We've been talking for a minute. Where we at? 1:10. Wanna wrap it?
Yeah, you want to?
You got anything else you wanna touch on?
Not really. I guess we'll save it for next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
All right, we out. We gonna wrap it. Black Men's Thoughts Podcast, episode 59. And we done. Peace.